And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of January, 2025. The publication of Power Plates, 100 Nutritionally Balanced One-Dish Vegan Meals by Gina Hamshaw was on this day in 2018. These 100 recipes from blogger, nutritionist, and Food 52 author Gina Hamshaw help you make delicious vegan meals that deliver balanced and sustained energy. Every recipe contains the key macronutrients of healthy fats, complex carbohydrates, and proteins, like smoky red lentil stew with chard, and falafel bowls with frika and cauliflower. Photographs accompany each recipe. Additional tips and tricks for taking food on the go and for cooking ahead on the weekend for quick weekday lunches and dinners round out the collection. This book is an Amazon editor's top pick and won Food & Wine's Best Cookbook Award. Today at 11 a.m. GMT, join Vegan Sudanese Cookery Class with Tagwa. Join Chef Tagwa in preparing a wonderful Sudanese meal in her online cookery class. She's a wonderful teacher, chef, and storyteller. She will share the secrets of traditional Sudanese dishes. This is your chance to learn a brand new cuisine, support an amazing cause, and eat great food. The class will be conducted as an interactive virtual cook-along. The classes usually range from 1 to 2 hours long. The chef will lead the group step by step through the recipes, stopping frequently to answer questions, share anecdotes, and provide feedback on your dishes. Before the class, they will send you a list of ingredients, quantities, and equipment so you can join ready to learn. Chef Tagwa's cook-along dishes will be courgette salad, fava bean stew, and Sudanese flatbread. Learn more at connectforanimals.com. And today at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is AJA Lunchtime Live, How to Save Canada's Live Horse Export Ban, with Caitlin Mitchell and Pierre Sadiq, hosted by Kimberly Carroll. The prorogation of Canadian Parliament has brought bills to a screeching halt, including the historic Bill C-355. To ban the export of live horses overseas for slaughter. But this does not mean the ban is dead. Animal Justice is jumping into action with another way to ban the practice of flying terrified horses to Japan, only to be slaughtered for sashimi. But they'll need your help to pull off this Hail Mary move. Join them as Animal Justice's Director of Legal Advocacy, Caitlin Mitchell, and Government and Legislative Affairs Counsel Pierre Sadiq get us prepared for this last chance fight for the horses facing live export. These two have been fully immersed in the work to get Canada to ban live horse export for years, and they'll fill us in on some little known facts about the live horse export industry, what's been going on behind the scenes politically on this issue, and how to get ourselves ready to speak up for the horses knowledgeably and effectively. Recent animal justice investigations have revealed that not only do horses have to endure journeys of over the legal transport limit of 28 hours without water, food, or rest, but that 21 horses were killed in only 1 year of shipments to Japan, while the Canadian Food Inspection Agency reported none. Reserve your spot at training.animaljusticeacademy.com. And here's a verse from the book of Isaiah. Where is the one who led them through the bottom of the sea? They were like wild horses racing through the desert, never stumbling. Isaiah 63:13. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the freedoms of animals need to be protected.